Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful start of the week. The weather's nice, so I hope you guys go outside and get a chance to enjoy the weather. I am in the studio at UBC right now, and it seems like the UBC campus area doesn't have that much wind today, which is great. So I think it's, you know, a perfect day to go outside, maybe read a book or have a picnic or just take a walk. But for today's show, I have another set of songs for you guys. And the theme for this show is going to be about dancing. And I love dancing. I go dancing quite often, I'd say, you know, whether it's to clubs or just, you know, events. And I think there's a lot of benefits to dancing as well. So for this episode, I've gathered up some songs for you guys to listen to dance to maybe, and in a mixture of this episode, I will be throwing in some dancing fun facts as well. So please be excited for this episode. Before we start, let's get through some ads and some PSAs, and we will get this show started. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam must stay. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Campbell Bay Music Fest is a small music festival held in a beautiful waterfront setting on Skithek, or Main Island, in British Columbia's Gulf Islands. We present emerging artists in a diverse array of genres and have a simple mission: bring musicians and music lovers together for a really, really good time. We feature multiple genres with a focus on progressive music and music rooted in folk traditions, and we always aim to have something you've never heard before. Campbell Bay Music Fest runs June 21st to 23rd, and the artist lineup includes Madeline Roger, Medusa, Pony Girl, Rozier, Talal McBriar, Ila Bamba, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at www.campbellbaymusicfest.com. That's CAMPBELL, campbellbaymusicfest.com.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. That's all that is.
And we're back. For those of you who have just joined in, my name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. As I mentioned for today's episode, I have a bunch of songs that I would like to play for you guys today. It is more of a dancing song type of vibe, so I hope you guys get a chance to maybe turn it up a bit and just enjoy the songs that I have ready for you guys. During the show, I will also be giving a couple fun facts about dancing, you know, just to spice it up a little bit. So be excited for those as well. The first song that I have ready for you guys is from Breakbot called Baby I'm Yours featuring Afrain. So I hope you guys enjoy, and here we go.
I thought I had it all together, but I was led astray. The day you walked away, you were the clock that was ticking in my heart. Changed my state of mind, but love's so hard to find. Your feelings changed like the weather, went from gray to gray, all that time. Thank you.
And that was Baby I'm Yours featuring Irfane by Breakbot. The fun fact I have for you guys today is, the first one at least for this episode, is that dance is a universal language, and I think we can all agree on that. Dance really is an activity where we can just all come together and just vibe within the same environment, within the same song. And I think dancing to music really just gives such an easy common ground for everyone. And, you know, it's really a great activity to just bond really quickly and just get to know someone really quickly. And I think that goes with all things that are just related to activities in general. I prefer to, you know, get to know someone through an activity than, you know, than just sitting down and purposely trying to create some sort of conversation. And I think an activity just makes it much more interesting. And I think it makes it have less pressure, I'd say, you know, to kind of slowly know someone. And I think dancing is a great thing to do. But I do think that it might be a little, you know, hesitant, sometimes a little embarrassing to dance in front of people you don't know. But I think when the music is loud enough and the music is good enough, you kind of just lose yourself to that environment. But yeah, dance is a universal language. All right, the next song I have for you guys today is from Cheryl Lynn called Got to Be Real. I hope you guys enjoy it, and here we go.
Love.
That was Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn. I enjoyed that song a lot, and I think it really is a great song to dance to. And I think all these songs that I've prepared are really just great to just dance. The next fun fact I have for you guys today is the oldest known dance dates back over 9,000 years. This is interesting because I wonder what made people realize the difference between movement, just moving, you know, and dancing. I think that's a really cool distinction that is made. I think you can argue that movement and dancing is the same because you kind of have to move to dance, but what is that distinct difference between something being classified as a dance and something that is just movement and just moving? But I guess I don't even know if that's the same thing or the right question. But yeah, I mean, dancing dates back to over 9,000 years, which is a long time of dancing being recognized. But yeah, the next song I have for you guys today is from Daft Punk called Lose Yourself to Dance featuring Pharrell Williams. I hope you guys enjoy this song and I hope you get a chance to dance to it as well. Here we go.
Lose yourself to dance. I know you don't.
That was Lose Yourself to Dance by Daft Punk featuring Pharrell Williams. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. On to our third fun fact of dancing. Ballet originated in the Italian Renaissance. That's pretty interesting. I think the origin of anything, it's really interesting to think about and to learn, because you never really think, you know, where did this come from and where did this begin? You know, how did this come about? And I think when you know those questions, you kind of get that deeper understanding of what you're doing, which makes it much more valuable. The next song is by Earth, Wind, and Fire called September. You all probably know this song. I love this song. And I think it's a great song to not only dance to, but just a nice late night drive song too. So here we go. That was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I really love that song. The next fun fact I have for you guys today is another originated fact, is that hip-hop dance originated in the Bronx, New York City. So for those of you who love to dance in the genre of hip-hop, that has originated apparently from Bronx, New York City. I've never been to New York City, and I really do want to go. For those of you who have been following me through my show, I go to Toronto, you know, probably once or twice a year now. And I really, you know, my next trip to Toronto, at least, I really want to try and go to New York, you know, Boston, and just see what it's like there. Because I've never been there, and I really am curious what it's like. And now that I know, you know, the hip-hop dance has originated from New York, it's really cool to see that as well. The next song I have for you all is by Marshmello called Alone. I hope you guys enjoy, and here's the song.
Thank you.
That was Marshmello Alone. The next song I have for you guys today is called Where Are You Now with Skrillex and Diplo by Justin Bieber. But before we do that, I have another very interesting fun fact for you guys. And it's that breakdancing will be featured as an official Olympic sport in 2024. I would love to see this because I personally love to view, you know, dance performances. It's really, really an amazing artwork. And I think breakdancing is, that would be a really amazing. I think I had, you know, that very brief period of wanting to be a breakdancer and, you know, being able to do flips and stuff. But it really is a difficult sport. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for this, you know, for breakdancing to come out as an Olympic sport. I think it's going to be a really interesting year. All right, so without further ado, let's get through the song. Here we go.
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, and can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you? When nobody else was paying, I gave you the shirt off my back. What you're saying to keep you warm? I showed you the game everybody else was playing. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh Lord. Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
Where are you now that I need you?
That song was called Where Are You Now by Justin Bieber with Skrillex and Diplo. The next song I have for you guys is from Gnarls Barkley called Crazy. But before we do that, my next fun fact is dance can be a great form of exercise. Okay, this is pretty easy, almost a very well-known fact. But dance really is a great form of, exercise. Sometimes exercising, you know, can be stressful. You know, it can be really, really tough and, you know, to do and you just get yourself out of. But dancing, I mean, you could, you know, reach your fitness goals, but also just have fun as well. I mean, depending on what your fitness goal is, but still, you know, it's a very great form of exercise. You get your heart pumping, you know, you can break a sweat, you know, you feel good after, you're, you know, having fun to the songs that you like and you enjoy. It really is a great activity to do, and I think everyone should do it, you know. And I think it doesn't even matter whether you're good or not. You just move the way you feel, and, you know, that's what you're doing. You're dancing. All right, the next song. In 3, 2, 1.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
That was Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. The next fun fact I have for you guys is Michael Jackson's moonwalk became one of the most iconic dance moves of all time. Yeah, I mean, the moonwalk is really just a dance move that I'd say everyone probably has attempted at some point in their life. I mean, just to see if it really works. And I've seen friends that really do it, you know, successfully and really well. But, you know, I haven't. But yeah, I mean, the moonwalk is really a great, you know, dance move. And I think it looks simple, but it's very difficult. And I think those dance moves are probably the most difficult to master, is the ones that you think you can do and you try it and you realize that it's much more difficult than you think it actually is. The next song I have for you guys is from the Pet Shop Boys, calls Always On My Mind. Here we go. That was Always On My Mind by Pet Shop Boys. The next fun fact I have for you guys is oh, there's so many to choose from. Okay, this one seems like a very fun one. Let's do another one that, you know, comes out from an, you know, originated from somewhere. All right, so this one is the tango originated in the dance halls of Buenos Aires, Argentina. Interesting. I think there really is kind of a, like a distinction that goes on within dance moves, you know, depending on where it kind of originates from, you know, the songs that are made. And I think different countries have their own unique, you know, ways of expressing, you know, music and, you know, the beats, the melodies and all that. And it's really, it kind of represents their culture as well in a way. And it just, it's a very interesting thing to just dive deep into and learn about. The next song I have for you guys today is a song that is very familiar with most of you, I'd say. So you know what? I'm going to turn it on first, and I want to see if you guys can guess what it is. So here we go. That was Dancing Queen by ABBA. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode today. I certainly enjoyed it listening to all these amazing songs. Have a wonderful rest of the afternoon, and I hope to see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone, and have a wonderful day.
Say my heart is broken. Jail to me.